There you go. They do sound good, don't they, CJ?
Yeah, that was pretty intense. I like that. Who is that?
Wait. That was the Joy Formidable live on the Discorder Radio Show, CITR 101.9. Welcome. It is our last Tuesday in March, and we thought we'd just pop that track on to kick it off. No fancy theme music today, just went right into our first track. Recently played music from the Joy Formidable, as they are in town tonight at Venue. And I wasn't going to go because I got a lot of things in the go, including thesis time. But you know what? I might just be sold on that one track alone.
Fair enough. Yeah. Me too. I might listen to the CD.
Nice. Well, you may recognize the name Joy Formidable if it sounds familiar. They reached a bit of, I suppose, minor radio success with their song Whirring, which came out about 18 months ago. The band's from Wales, and they're in town tonight at Venue, and it sounds pretty good. So I have a feeling, and this new album, which by the way is called Wolf's Law, just was released about 6 weeks ago, so we may be hearing more from the Joy Formidable in the coming weeks on the Discorder Radio Show. But to bring it back to more present times, what's happening in the coming minutes on today's show, CJ?
In the coming minutes?
Well, we're talking the coming weeks, so we'd bring it back down to earth.
Well, this show we have planned for you some Elephant Stone, which is not local. They're both from Montreal, so they're pretty Canadian.
They're national, at least.
They're national. They're really
local,
good.
Local, national, it's regional.
I like their style. It's very, like, acoustic guitar with some psychedelic electric guitars, so pretty good style there. You've got some DuckTales, who are playing tonight at the Electric Owl. And you've got some Doldrums, who are number two.
Yes, they are.
Number two on CITR charts.
And who is once again number one for the third week in a row?
The CITR and Mint Records Pop Alliance Compilation Volume 3.
Yes, thanks again to Duncan McHugh, who joined us on the airwaves last week. Oh my goodness, Laurel is outside with the brand new issue. Wow, you know what?
This
is great. We're going to tell you what. We're going to play a song from War Baby right now. This is the last Tuesday of the month. We're going to let War Baby have their moment in the sun, one last track in March to celebrate their March cover, and when we come back, we're going to look at the new April issue and talk to Laurel. So here's War Baby with Melting Witch on the Discorder Radio Show, CITR 101.
It's true, nobody's there. As it's right.
sounding very Nirvana-esque. That was War Baby.
War Baby.
War Baby.
War Baby.
With Melting Witch on the Discord Radio Show. They graced what we thought was the best cover yet for the March 2013 issue, but live in studio, our editor-in-chief, our fearless leader, our go-forth initiator, Laurel B., has just walked in with the brand new April edition, which smells like smells better than new Christmas.
I know. I wish we could bottle this, and I would wear it as a scent every day. Lovely.
Nice.
Newsprint.
Nice. This is looking really cool. It's a bit of a step away from. I mean, we've been. This is 2013 has been a big year for us. We've been.
Yes.
Bringing back old concepts, the whole 30th anniversary issue. We're going to talk. We're going to hear from Jennifer Farney in a little bit too.
Yay.
But this what the evolution of Discorder in the 30th year continues. Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit about this cover and what this album, what this concept of the April issue is all about.
Well, as you guys know, it's Record Store Day this month, and while that's not the focus of the entire magazine, it's sort of taken a stuff behind the music theme to it. And so the cover this month is an illustration. Actually, we didn't do a photograph, which is first for me. We did sort of a mashup on the February cover, but actually I wanted to try something new. And also after reading the interview that you did with Jennifer, that actually had a really big influence, I was thinking that same thing. It was like, well, you know, how do we do something that like invokes the entire, all the more of the content in one image? And well, initially I was kind of thinking of something that would be like a photographic illustrative mashup. I told Jazz, the art director, what I was sort of thinking of and spewed off a bunch of adjectives and verbal diarrhea saying maybe something kind of like this and maybe something sort of with this. And I kind of wanted an illustration that told a story. So this is what we came up with. It's the artist's name is Ola Volo, and she does, her illustrations are very narrative. I don't know how else to describe them. Like, they're really detailed and intricate and very animated, and like it looks like it's telling a story in one picture. It's just the first time I saw it, I almost barfed in a good way.
There's lots going on here. It's really great you mentioned Jennifer too, because we had that plan. We're gonna actually play that clip where she's talking a bit about the theme of the March 83 issue.
So, oh good.
The timing on that was impeccable.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can definitely see some vinyl, a lot of sort of vinyl references. I love all the, even some West Coast art thrown in here as well.
Yeah.
Just looking so great. Detailed.
And there is a feature story about sort of the then and now of Record Store Day, and we've got a lot of content about it, but a lot of it is, you know, all encompassed in this illustration as well.
If you want to quickly, really we're going to play some music in a moment, but if you want to maybe quickly tickle our fancy a bit about Record Store Day, this feature, and sort of what it's all about. It's happening on April 20th, which is in 3 weeks. So people, well, 3.5 weeks, they have a lot of time to prep for it. But for those who don't know, what is Record Store Day?
Well, it was a thing started, a day started by an organization, I guess, back in 2007. So it's in its sixth year now. And it's supposed to encourage people to go and get involved in or invest in physical music. So on one side, there is sort of like a commercial aspect to it, because it's like, hey, go and spend your dollars. But at the same time, it's also like, invest your money in things. If you care about music, then put your money where your mouth is. And in Vancouver, the coolest thing is that it's, you know, there's a lot of things. There's like a Record Store Day website where you can go and see all the official releases. And there's a lot of people that banter about, you know, it's overdone and commercial and blah, blah, blah. But there's just so much stuff that happens on that day that's really interesting. Like all the record stores in Vancouver, like Neptune and Zulu and Scratch and Red Cat and Scrape and all these different places, they have tons of bands all day, and you can just walk in and there'll be free shows, and yeah,
in conjunction with 420. So
exactly.
You can plan your day around making a stop at the art gallery and make sure you go to a record store before and after. And the fact that you have to leave to go to the art gallery, it gives you a chance to check out a few different record
it's
stores.
It's basically the happiest day on the planet. The conditions are perfect. Yeah, so it's just the essence of it all. Forget the commercialism. The essence of it all is really a great thing, and I encourage you to get involved.
Yeah, and I think CITR is going to make up for the commercialism by broadcasting it live.
Uh-huh.
So bands that are playing at record stores are going to be broadcast live right here.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
Great day. April 20th, 3.5 weeks away. We're going to hear lots more about it in the coming weeks. In the meantime, let's play some more music. You've been talking with these guys, well, at least since I arrived today. Doldrums. They're number 2 this week on the CITR charts. This track is called Sunrise. Good call, CJ. Back with some more with Laurel, the new issue, Past, Present, and Future. Discord Radio, 101.9 CITR. We are back on CITR 101.9 Discord Radio. That was a great little tune there from Doldrums. Good call on that one, CJ. Sunrise.
Thank you.
We'll definitely be hearing more from those guys in the coming weeks, especially as they climb the CITR charts. So Laurel is here. The brand new April issue is giving nice wafts of newsprint smell, which is actually quite refreshing for the studio right about now.
No comment.
So you mentioned before Jennifer and this, I suppose, the profound effect that the interview with her had on you. So just as I cue up this interview here, maybe you could enlighten the listeners as to what was Jennifer's involvement with Discorder magazine.
Jennifer Farney was one of two founding editors of Discorder magazine. Her and Mike Mines started it back in 1983 together. And it's stuff changes over time, that's inevitable, and like it's, you know, things get better or worse, they don't ever stay the same, it's just how it goes with progression, and it's funny to see where Discorders started and where the sort of design changes it's gone through and the themes that it's gone through, and kind of had the same mandate the entire time. But one of the things that Jennifer talked about was how the covers that they did, they never really wanted them to be something that was, you know, like band photography. If there was a feature band, they didn't just want to have like a band on the cover to take over the entire theme of whatever that issue is about. So they had things like
I know in the interview in last month she referenced this a photograph of Annie Oakley pointing her gun at the camera on it would have been the second issue, so the March 1983 issue, and we put a little insert of that cover in the issue last month if you want to check it out. But yeah, it was more about the cover image being evocative of a theme as opposed to just one single entity. So I thought that was... I never really thought about that because I really like a big, striking photograph on the cover of the magazine. I think it looks great, but the thing that we encourage most is trying new things at Discorder and, you know, learning from mistakes and blossoming from good choices. So I decided to try something new with the illustration. So we did an illustration this month because I thought it was more... all-encompassing, and kudos to Ola Volo on an amazing job, and Jazz as well for facilitating this. It's amusing. Amazing.
Nice. It's amusing and it's amusing things. And amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try to play this here. Let's give it a try. If not, we're going to play some music and we'll make sure we get the clip for when we come back. So, here we go. Give it a try. Jennifer Farney, fingers crossed that you're going to come through loud and clear here.
I'd like to drop my trousers to the world.
But I do remember that, yes, the theme of the second issue with Annie Oakley and Rank and File, and it came at just a great time. I think the first issue people said, oh, what's this? Oh, CB, you know. UBC's putting out a newspaper, or CITR is putting out a newspaper, a new music magazine for the city, which really was just a straight at that time. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And so having the second issue, we knew that people were looking at it, and I knew that this would, I just knew that this would make an impression. It looked good. Especially, again, I say, for people that have never done it before. But we certainly read magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that difficult. It's not really rocket science. What's the difficult part of it is going and making, signing the contract and paying the printer. That's the main stuff.
Thank you, Jennifer, for sharing that great anecdote, and we're going to play some music from the band that was featured on the cover in March of 83. This is Rank and File, going back 30 years on the Discord Radio Show, CITR 101.9.
light. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. Honey, thanks. Thanks a lot.
CITR 101.9. That was kind of funny.
Funky.
It was not what I expected, but that's what we got. That was LA Cowpunk band. They're called Rank and File. And that was their track, Rank and File, by Rank and File. And they were here back on March the 4th. 1983, they played the Sub Ballroom, which is just around the corner here from, it's actually just right through those doors, CJ.
Uh-huh.
They used to have like live
gigs
with, like, you know, rock and international bands right through those doors back in the day. So they were here, that band was here 30 years ago. They were featured in the March 83 issue, which Jennifer Farney told us about in that interview. And
right.
That's hence the Annie Oakley cover, kind of the Old West feel with her shooting down the barrel of the gun, basically taking a shot right into the Vancouver music psyche and saying, take that, Vancouver. We are CITR. We are Discord Magazine. Check us out. And 30 years later, still going strong.
That's sick.
Lots of warm, fuzzy feelings from Discord Magazine and now Discord Radio.
Absolutely. Kicking it again with some crazy covers.
Yes, we talked a lot about the covers, and we're excited to look at the bands that are playing beyond the cover and the bands that are featured in the magazine. We'll be doing that over the next few weeks, and maybe hearing more from these guys. They're also on the charts this week at number 3. The band is called Boats. We're going to play a track called O Telescope. CJ, any final thoughts as we sign off for this marvelous month of March?
Yes, if you listeners need to and want to check out this fantastic new April issue, please go to our website, discorder.ca, or just visit your local coffee shop and it'll probably be there.
Or you could also check us out, our brand new Discord Radio Facebook page.
That's true.
With our social media manager, Dorothy Neufeld.
I thought it was me.
Well, you and Dorothy, yeah. We'll talk more about that in the coming weeks.
All right.
This is Boats on Discord Radio. The City is up next. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you next month.
Peace out, Radioland.
Let's do this.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.